Faith Kasina, UNHCR's regional spokesperson for East, Horn of Africa and the Great Lakes, says armed groups have killed several hundred people in recent days in Darfur.
The reports that we have right now are that more than 800 people have been reportedly killed by armed groups in a location called Ardamata, and this is in West Darfur, an area that has so far been less impacted or affected by the conflict. You know, these are, it's difficult to know the exact numbers, but these are the reports that we are getting, which are definitely very alarming.
Speaking via a messaging application from the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, Kasina says UNHCR fears that as the conflict continues, many more people will lose their lives in Darfur. She describes the situation as dire. She adds that aside from the killings, UNHCR has had reports of widespread human rights violations, including sexual violence, torture and lootings in parts of Darfur that were previously relatively stable and less impacted by the conflict. Kasina adds that UNHCR is aware that some specific groups of people are being targeted because of their ethnicity. VOA reached out to Brigadier General Nabil Abdallah, spokesperson of the Sudan Armed Forces, for comment, but did not receive a response. Similarly, Yusuf Ezzat, the political advisor for Rapid Support Forces Commander Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, did not respond to VOA's request for comment. But in a media statement yesterday, the RSF expressed condolences to the families of people killed in Ardamata. The RSF accused the Sudan Armed Forces of deliberately killing civilians while incriminating the RSF. The statement said, the SAF military intelligence and its extremist allies have historically used tactics involving liquidating innocent civilians in West Darfur over the past 30 years. These actions, intended to fuel tribal conflicts and create animosity between the RSF and local communities, have failed to mislead the Sudanese people, end quote. The UNHCR's Kasina says some people who were internally displaced are being secondarily displaced from the areas where they had found refuge.
We are also getting reports that people who were once forced to flee, who are internally displaced, now are finding themselves having to leave the particular site that they had found refuge in, because the conflict has reached in one way or the other in the area that they were seeking refuge and protection, and now they have to move to another location.
UNHCR says to end the violence and human rights abuses, the parties to the conflict should ensure an immediate end to the fighting.
We have continued to reiterate that the fighting must stop across Sudan, that people must be allowed to seek safety, whether it's inside Sudan or across borders. We have continued to reiterate the calls for people to find safety wherever they are and to be able to access humanitarian aid and assistance so that they can survive. So the primary thing is that the conflict must end. It has been more than 6 months. The suffering must come to an end.
UNHCR is calling on all parties to the conflict to uphold their obligations under international humanitarian law, which includes allowing people and civilians to safely leave areas that have been hit by the conflict and seek safety. Kasina says the parties to the conflict should also unconditionally respect civilians and avoid innocent people being caught in the crossfire in the conflict. For VOA News, I'm Charlton Doki in Juba.